Ah, well done, my minion. Set the cage down, and then you may be dismissed. Well, well, well. Just look at you. Such an adorable little thing. Mana sprites like you are vanishingly rare. It's just thrilling to be able to lay my eyes on one. Oh, look at you. You're shaking like a leaf. Well, I suppose that's not entirely a bad thing. You would be wise to cultivate a healthy fear of me. I am Corella, the Great Witch. I'm not sure if a sprite like you would have heard of me, but among humans I'm quite an important figure. I've claimed vast stretches of land so that I can use their resources to further my magic research. Strictly speaking, it's not exactly an empire, since I drive out everyone in the lands I conquer. Only the minions I create with my own magic inhabit my territory. But people have still taken to saying that I rule one of the largest empires in the world. Or they used to. But it seems my conquests drew the attention of several kingdoms to the east. I was expanding in their direction, and they decided that they didn't like that. So they all banded together to form an alliance for the sole purpose of destroying all my hard work. It's been so inconvenient. I had been making such great strides in developing my immortality ritual. But now I have to split my time between research and defending my territory. Ah, but how I ramble on. What I'd really like to talk about today is you, my darling little pet. You are able to speak, I assume. I only know what I've read, and there's precious little information about your species. Do you really not understand me? Or are you just playing dumb? If you can speak, I would recommend you do so now. Things will go much better for you if you're able to communicate. I won't hold it against you if you speak up now. But afterwards, there will be consequences if I find out you're lying. Ah, much better, my dear. I thought as much. It's rare for humanoids to be incapable of speech. And I have enchanted my voice to be comprehensible to any creature capable of thought. So, is it true what they say about mana sprites? Can you really draw mana out of the air and distill it into a liquid? Fascinating. There are so many intriguing applications for magical energy converted into a physical form. It truly pains me that you mana sprites are wasting a nearly limitless source of power on cultivating the magical plants you eat. Unfortunately for now, I'll have to postpone theoretical applications. At the moment, I need your distilled mana for a more straightforward purpose. Well, one thing that's a constant source of frustration for a witch like me is the fact that I'm, at my core, still only human. Humans aren't truly magical creatures. Our affinity for spellcasting is vestigial at best. Even I, one of the most powerful spellcasters mankind has ever seen, am limited by my nature. Simply put, it takes me ages to build up my mana reserves. I have implemented all sorts of methods to increase my charging speed, but ultimately, it puts a bottleneck on what I can accomplish. The Eastern Kingdom Alliance has a formidable army. I can win against them every time I go to battle. But then, I lose 5 more battles that I can't attend while I build up power again. But you, my dear, you are going to fix all that, aren't you? Yes, based on my research, simply drinking your distilled mana will replenish my reserves instantly. My greatest obstacle would be completely gone, giving me the perfect chance to fight back. Ah, that's right. It's true. A single mana sprite can't produce very much distilled mana at once. Yes, I heard that the distilling process is even slower than that of most humans' mana charging speed. But I have a workaround. I believe that I've come up with a way of speeding up your distillation rate. If my calculations are correct, in one day, I could make you produce as much mana as I could build up in 3 weeks. Isn't that fantastic, my dear? Oh, it's quite ingenious, yet very simple. I just cast a time spell on you to speed things up, simultaneously enchanting you with a regeneration spell so that you don't age. Using both of those at the same time requires an enormous amount of magic, of course, but you'll produce more than I use up. It's absolutely perfect. Oh, well, I can't be certain since I've never tested it. But I imagine it will be quite an unpleasant experience for you, constantly breaking down and regenerating at the same time is bound to be an intense feeling. Oh, I'm sure that sounds quite frightening. But sometimes great works of magic require great sacrifices. Honestly, my first idea was to cast those spells on myself to boost my recharge speed, but there are a lot of risks that come with casting a time spell on oneself. If I ever slipped up, I could get stuck in a time loop. Or a multitude of other problems could arise. It's so much safer for everyone if the caster is outside the effect of the spell. Shh, don't panic. It won't be enjoyable, but you won't have to do it all the time. Maybe just once or twice a day. And aside from that, I'll make sure you have all the luxuries you like. Now, I'm going to take you out of your cage so we can try this out. Don't try to escape, my dear. I have dozens of ways I could recapture you. And rebellious actions will be punished. Oh, how sweet to think such a useful creature can fit in my hands. Come here. I already have everything set up. Shh, don't struggle. I'm sure you're feeling apprehensive, but try to think about the big picture here. You have the rare opportunity to change the world. Don't you want to do more with your life than farm berries? All right. I'm just going to strap you in here. And now, just a couple simple incantations. Aklatu Tempon Regen Regitu. Oh, such sad sounds. Such a shame. I'm almost tempted to cast a calming spell. Or at least a noise-canceling spell. But I don't want to add on a bunch of unnecessary enchantments. The point is to get more magic out of it than I put in, after all. And there. See there? That didn't take too long, now did it? And look at all of the distilled mana you produced in this vial. It's even more than I was expecting. Oh, you must be all tuckered out. Come here. You can lie down in my lap. There now. Are you comfortable? Good. Now, let's see how well this works. Down the hatch. Oh, what a rush. I can actually feel the mana flowing from my stomach to the rest of my body. And yes, I most definitely have more now than I had before I cast those spells. Quite a bit more, actually. Oh, this changes everything. I'm not going to have to stress about those elves at my borders anymore. I'll be able to get all my lands back. And more. You look so precious curled up in my lap like this. In fact, perhaps this should become your usual spot. I was going to keep you in that cage in a high-security vault, but I think that perhaps I'll keep you around me as a pet of sorts. After all, what place would be safer than my immediate vicinity? And now that I'm thinking about it, you could be a bit of a symbol of power. I don't get many visitors, of course, by choice, but when I do, having such a rare and enchanting creature that grants such power in my possession, that will surely make people think twice before trying anything with me. This will be absolutely perfect. You are going to make me the most powerful spellcaster in the world. Not even that silly sorceress queen who claims to be my rival. Oh, but look at those eyes. You really are exhausted, aren't you? It's all right. You can rest. I'll wake you when it's time to eat dinner. I'll make sure to give you a nice big meal before I have you distill some more mana for me. Good night, my new little pet.